Very happy to see Rakhi Sinha there. The name is there. How from the what do they call that correctional facility? Real correctional facility. So Hare Krishna, I say the Mangalacharan. Om Agyanati Nirandhasya Jnananjana Shala Chakshun Nimitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurudev Nama Shrestham Manum Api Shachiputram Utrasvayu Rupam Tasyagridam Urupurim Maturim Goshavartim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radha Sham Prapto Yasya Patita Kupaya Shri Gurum Tamitas Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanstra Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sadhuram Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we'll do the formalities first, and then I'll speak a few minutes.
Yes, okay.
So, Vishnu Chitrapati, you can take the beads that I chanted on, and then I'll ask the principal, the number of rounds to be chanted, and then I'll give the name, and you give the beads at the same time. I chanted on the they came from Mayapur, Navadvipa area to South India. I chanted on them and they got sent all the way to that remote part of the world, Atlanta. Srila Prabhupada, when he was in Gainesville, Florida, spoke about this remote part of the world, so far away from Sri Dham Mayapur. So, Atlanta, remote part of the world. Yeah, and then I'll give the name. So first, we'll have.
Do you want them to? Do you want them to? Should I ask them to offer obeisances?
Yeah. Offer obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, and then you're in the temple room, so to speak. Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Then
yes,
you do have a separate Vyasa San for Srila Prabhupada or something like that.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. So first to Prabhupada and then to the altar, they're all the deities. And then you can come and offer to myself, to your initiated group. So please do that.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
So,
Krishna. Yeah.
Krishna. So shall I ask Chanchal to go first?
Or? Yeah. Very happy to be not this one, especially. Yesterday was a big day for you, huh? All blood. A bloody day. Bliss, blood and bliss. Following in the footsteps of Sanatana Goswami, breaking out of prison, going all the way to the spiritual world. All right, then, Chanchal, you can now offer.
Just
I attended
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So, Chen Chao, you please say the four regulated principles which you promised to follow.
No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, and no meeting.
And then how many rounds minimum of the Maha Mantra do you have to chant daily?
16 rounds.
Very good. So I'm going to give both of you names that Srila Prabhupada gave to certain of his disciples. That's mostly what I do, with some exceptions. Exception mostly if in India, if someone already has a name which is quite common, someone has a name which is already quite Krishna conscious, then I may keep the same name or just alter it slightly. So I'm giving you the name, name of one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples. The name is, give the beats, Vishnu Chitta. As I say, I'm going to give the name and you give the beats the same name. Chandana Acharya Das. Chandana Acharya, being Nepali, you can understand what these two words mean. Chandan means sandalwood, and Acharya means a teacher. Multiple or various levels of meanings of the word Acharya. Chandana Acharya, I presume, I don't find any name exactly like that in our Gaudiya literature, but because Srila Prabhupada often gave names of associates of Lord Chaitanya also, just like he gave the name Bhatta Raghunath, he gave the name Tapan Mishra, so associates of Lord Chaitanya. I presume this refers to the son of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Chandaneshwara, who's mentioned as one of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mm. All right then, so next is Bhakta Matt. The word Matt comes so many times in Shastra. Matt Karma Krin, Matt Paramo. But it's not exactly a name. You did all your obeisance and everything?
Yes, Guru.
So please say the principles.
No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling.
And how many rounds do you have to chant? Minimum. I didn't hear.
16 rounds.
16.
Minimum 16 rounds.
Minimum 16. So again, it's a name that Srila Prabhupada gave to one of his disciples. The name is, ready with the beats?
Thank you so much.
Mitravan Das. Mitravan means someone who has a lot of friends. So Krishna has a lot of friends. You'll find, if you search in the Veda base, you'll find this is specifically the name of a shepherd devotee who's mentioned in the Mahatma in relation with the study of the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. You can look it up in the book. So all good wishes to all the devotees. All the devotees, please give their blessings and good wishes to these two good souls. It is representative, or it shows the power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement that even at the present time, when the people, the whole way of life is so far away from anything spiritual, and even what people call spiritual, it's just some other version of materialism. That still there are people who are inspired to take up the life of full dedication to Krishna. It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy coming down through the Parampara system. The great quality of Kali Yuga is that it's so bad that if people have a tiny spark of spiritual consciousness, then that can be awoken by association with devotees, and they can come to understand and appreciate that this whole material world, I don't belong here. This is not the right place to be. I belong in the land of bliss. Tasmat, what is that? Tasmat param tu bhava no vyakto vyaktat sanatana. Paras tasmat. So Krishna says, there's, after describing the miseries, the miserable place of this material world, but there's a better place. That is Krishna's abode. And there's a better life in this life, that of Krishna consciousness. We can live happily in this world and go to Krishna. So please do that. Initiation is a beginning. It's a formal entrance. It's not complete beginning, because one has to practice seriously to be accepted for initiation. But it's formal acceptance into the sampradaya. You have many protectors just right there with you personally. The devotees are looking after you. Vishnu Chitta, Mahotsaha, Kalki, Krishna Prasad, and so many devotees. They're helping you. They're helping to bring you up. Damodar is there, your well-wisher. And myself is there. And of course, you have Srila Prabhupada, whose books you're studying, whose orders you are following. And then we have a whole chain all the way up to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the way up to Krishna. So we have many protectors. Yesterday we celebrated Nrisimha Chaturdashi. So when we have Nrisimha protecting us, then there may be so many Hiranyakashipus, but we will go on with what a great example of Prahlad Maharaj, just completely undisturbed by such a traumatic childhood. We cannot imagine being tortured by his own father, but completely undisturbed, because completely fixed in Krishna consciousness. So if many good protectors, Krishna consciousness is a very happy, very pleasing process. But we are, of course, in the material world, and we can expect many difficulties, as maybe even more so after coming to Krishna consciousness in many ways, because we accept many difficulties. We don't go with the flow. If we go with the flow of material life, it's hellish and it's horrible, but we can take false comfort in the illusion that we're enjoying ourselves. But when we take to Krishna consciousness seriously, taking initiation is commitment to practice seriously, with no goal in our lives other than to serve Krishna, the Guru, and the Vaishnavas. So when we do that, we accept the difficulties of resisting Maya. And it's not easy. Daivihi esha gunamai mama maya duratraya. This material energy is very difficult to overcome. But mameva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. Krishna will help us, but we have to surrender to him. We have to take shelter of him. So taking initiation means surrendering to Krishna. Dika kale bhakta kare Atasamarpan. This is one definition of initiation, means to surrender oneself to Krishna. And how do we do that? We do that by accepting the processes that he gives, the process Sharanagati, the way of surrender. It's not that in one day or one moment we're going to shake off all the material attachments and all the anarthas, all the bad thoughts in our minds. It doesn't happen immediately in most cases. But by following the process given by Krishna, then we can become, purification will be there. So by submitting ourselves to the process, 16 rounds, four regulated principles, and actually there are so many other things. The real vow is to fully surrender to Krishna, in which these four principles and chanting 16 rounds, they are essential components. There's so many other things. The basic principle under which all the rules come, what is it? You're going to think I'm going to say smartavya satatam Vishnu vismartavya najatu chit. Always think of Krishna and never forget Krishna. But there's another couplet which is more practical for us at our present level, because let's face it, we don't always think of Krishna. So what's practical for us? Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya bharjana. To accept whatever is favorable for advancing in Krishna consciousness, and to reject everything that is unfavorable. So that fashions our whole life. Everything we do, everything we say, everything we think, it's sadhana, it's a process of practice. This sadhana process is the process of Sharanagati, taking shelter of Krishna. And yeah, in many ways, it's not going to be easy. There will be challenges, but the challenges, they impel us to more and more and more take shelter of Krishna. And as we take shelter of Krishna more and more and more, then we advance more and more and more in Krishna consciousness. And of course, another great responsibility of those who are initiated is to carry forward the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by Janma Shata Kari Koro Para Upaka. To make one's own life successful, that's the first essential thing, but simultaneously to help with the Sankirtan mission of spreading Krishna consciousness, this great fortune that we have of helping others to receive that. And it's a great challenge to do so anywhere in the world at the present time. In America, it's the capital of the world's leading country in degradation and hedonism. But the very fact that you are going out and doing that, that means you have caught the spirit of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, for the purpose for which Srila Prabhupada, he himself, literally, as he, in his own terms, he risked his life to come to the Western world and give Krishna consciousness. So you please continue doing that. Stick to the process. We don't like to think about it too much, but there is the unfortunate fact that many people come to Krishna consciousness and they go away. So make your determination. Now I've come to this, now I have to stick to this. This is God-given gift. There's the higher power, Krishna, who has directed us, who's brought us here. This is what Krishna wants me to do. I'm very small. I'm a tiny being in a huge universe. I don't know who I am, where I came from, what I'm doing here. But Krishna has directed me here. So let me stick to this path. That should be our resolve. There are so many things to say. Can't say everything all at once. Then go on speaking. I'm going on speaking, and you go on speaking and distributing those books of Srila Prabhupada. Go on singing in your temple there, and then out in the public also. Let people hear the holy names. Let people know that the Hare Krishna movement is alive by distributing books, distributing prasadam, distributing the holy name. And I request all the devotees present here, both physically present in Atlanta and remotely present, to bestow their blessings and good wishes on these two good souls who have taken the great vow to dedicate themselves fully at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna through the parampara system that we receive from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through the six Goswamis, through Srila Prabhupada and his representatives. So Hare Krishna, I'll make that talk short. And let me see, I have about another 15-20 minutes before I go, because I have a vow myself. As long as I'm here, I want to go to the evening arati every evening, which is 6:30 our time. So I have about 20 minutes before I go. So shall I say Hare Krishna to some of the devotees? Bhakti Simha, are you there with Sridhar Shyam? Bhakti Simha, can you speak? Or can you? Is he muted or what?
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
You're on the farm with him, is it?
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
Oh, that's bliss.
I love it out here.
One bliss is that you're in the real correctional facility and out of that. And the other bliss is that the farm is up and going. Great. Congratulations. Who else is there with you? At the farm, not just with you physically right now.
Gaur Karuna Prabhu, a disciple of Radhanath Swami.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Small team to start. Okay. So, Vishisha, you wanted to...
Yeah, we went to meet Dr. Sima Prabhu a few days ago.
Uh-huh.
In Texas, and then we took him out on book distribution. And in an hour and a half, Dr. Sima Prabhu distributed 50 books in Greenville, Texas,
which is
in the middle of nowhere.
It's middle of poor redneck Texas, Oklahoma border.
Texahoma.
I've never heard of Texoma, as they call it. And it did it at a Walmart.
Yeah, we crushed it, Guru Maharaj. We distributed 200 books in an hour and a half.
Actually, these micro places, they're often very good for book distribution. When you say, I remember years ago in Ireland, we had a program. There was myself, Adi Carter, and a few others. We'd go to about four or five tiny little places in a day. And there'd be little places that if you sneezed when you're driving, you'd miss it. Really, just about five shops and 10 houses. And the people are so sweet, and no one ever comes to them for anything. And they'd all take a book. So, and a Walmart in a micro place like that, then it goes out to the whole region. And it's probably the biggest thing that happened to them in the last 20 years, that some weird guy with some paint on his nose and wearing orange towel, he came and gave them a book, and they'll probably tell all their friends. You do Harinam there, it'll be, people will faint. So it's great. Every town and village, right?
Yes, Guru.
Great. Giving out the mercy. That place probably never got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya ever, at least since the Radha Damodar days.
Yeah.
So great, get out there. Great, bliss, bliss, bliss. Yeah, so what else you want to tell me then?
Guru Maharaj, I'd like to just introduce some devotees. First, Nithi Gaur Prabhu. Family, they've moved here.
Nithi Gaur is right there. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.
Hanuman.
Hanuman. Hare Krishna. Oh, he's already mobile. He's at the age when he forces you to manmana bhava manbhaktaha. You always have to think of him and become his devotee. There's no choice. When you have kids that age, you have to watch. That's one reason why the kids in India, they have ankle belts. When they're a little bit older, they run around the house and you can hear that they're just close by. And if they go out of hearing shot, then you know they're in trouble.
That's a good
one. Okay, who else?
Somata Prabhu, just for the initiation,
I saw Mati, and she's there also. You're in Ipsalan, is it, or close to there? I see, you didn't come down. Somakha came down. Hare Krishna. How did you come? It's quite a long journey. Flew down?
Flew.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's quite a long journey. Anyways.
Yeah. And Matthew?
Matthew.
From Philly, is it?
No, Matthew is there.
He's from
North Carolina.
North Carolina. What is it? Asheville?
Hendersonville.
That sounds like
North Carolina.
That sounds like another micro place, is it?
And so he got Prabhupada's books when
I found Prabhupada's books when I was in university. I dropped out a couple of years later. Now I'm here.
Sounds like the 1960s, 1970s pattern. You get Prabhupada's books, you drop out of college, and you drop into the Hare Krishna movement.
He's a really good book distributor, Guru Maharaj.
He's the second best in Atlanta.
He's the second best. The second best. Who's the best?
You are.
Someone else with a name beginning with M, I think. Huh?
Okay, and
best means who's sincerely trying. It's a joint effort. We're all in it together.
Bhakta Ram, who is our original, who is the
right. It's not his fault that you came to Atlanta, right? Blame it all on him.
Yeah. He's the one who's causing all the trouble by calling Sankirtan devotees and causing Sankirtan to happen in Atlanta.
Yeah.
He's the cause.
Okay. Blame it all on him. Ram, Ram. Jai Shri Ram. Jai.
Rameshwar.
Is that?
That for coach.
Guru Maharaj, this is Bhakta Isaac. He's from Venezuela. We met him here out on Sankirtan Piedmont Park. Was it July?
Yeah,
July or August of last year. And July 17th. Yeah. He even remembers the day.
Yeah, 17th of July.
And
After that, he's been coming regularly, and now he's full time with us. He quit his job, and he's also good at distributing books.
Remind me, whoever meets him, they like end up just giving him money and buying a book. I don't know how he does it.
I mean, like you. It's infectious.
We are spreading the Sankirtan in poison. Okay.
It's infectious.
Raj, my humble obeisances to you. It's nice to meet you. I've been following you since I came last year. I joined to these amazing devotees. So I have a request in my heart. I would like to ask him for you give me shelter in your lotus feet, because I don't have any spiritual master right now. But I am very anxious to, if you agree.
Yeah, may your desire be fulfilled. Hare
Krishna.
Okay, Ganganath. Ganga. This is Ganganath Das. He is a disciple of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj. He met us when we were had taken a short trip to Miami in January. He had come down from Detroit, where he was serving. And then after that, he was inspired and he joined us here. And
you kidnapped him. From India?
He's from Cuba.
Cuba, I see.
Yeah. So him and Isaac are the two Spanish devotees in the ashram.
Jai. And, there's a huge field of preaching in Spanish, Latin America, Caribbean. Huge.
Guru Maharaj, this is Devavrata Das from LA. He's a traveling book distributor, he's been stationed at our program for 4 months now,
almost six months.
Yeah.
And he still distributes books for LA. We've worked an agreement out with Suvas Prabhu, we get his association. Suvas Prabhu gets the points. And the Lakshmi, yeah. But we're happy to have his association.
We all get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
We need to know how much time. Okay, so who's next? I guess we'll just call one by one, Gustav.
Gustav, let's go.
Okay. This is Gustav. He's been very regular at our programs. When did you start coming? October? October. And been chanting regularly and following and like that.
Jai Hare Krishna. Vishal. What's the name? Vishal?
From Gustav. This is a local Atlantan.
Yes.
I see.
It's very nice.
Hare Krishna, and, happy to see you.
Okay, Nick?
Nikki Nash, come on, bro.
I got so much time. The Mathis is also Nikki.
Me? Hare
Krishna. Oh. He's getting ready to go to work.
So. I guess that, yeah. He's in his...
Bhakta Nick met us in May.
June
of last year.
1 year.
And and he's been practicing ever since. And he stayed several times with us. He came over with us to Miami, spent distributed books also.
Yeah.
And you can please bless him that he makes some more.
Yeah, great. Very happy to see you. Hare Krishna.
Okay, Devin.
Devi, you go. Devi.
This is Bhakta Devin. He's friend of Nick. Nick introduced him to Krishna consciousness, and he came to our first Sunday program in July, and he bought a Bhagavatam set from Mahotsaha.
August.
So then after that, he's also been coming regularly.
He loves prasad.
He definitely needs some mercy to become more fixed up. So
he's getting the mercy of prasadam. Prasadam is mercy. Eat till you wobble.
That's not
He's already doing that, is it? Okay, good.
Yeah, great. Gurumaj, this is Bhakti Greg. We distributed a book, Bhagavatam set to him online. And then, he found out we're in Atlanta, and it's been coming as often as he possibly can.
How many chants? 16 now? 16.
From?
Chant 16, sorry?
From where?
I'm originally from New Jersey. I lived in New York City for 20 years and moved here with my wife and daughter 4 years ago.
You live in Atlanta, is it?
But I'm a Jersey boy.
I couldn't follow. There was a little cut in the transmission.
From New Jersey, and then moved down.
You live in New Jersey now?
No, very much. He lives in Atlanta, but he's originally from New Jersey.
Right.
He received our books, Bhagavatam set through Mahotsaha's online book distribution.
I see. Okay.
Actually, Gopal Champu. Yeah, he's been coming regularly also to our program, and he chants 16 rounds.
And I go to the Atlantic Temple for the last 2 years, and I first met the Krishnas in 1985 in Helsinki Temple.
Oh.
When I was 20 years old.
Oh.
So it's been a long, long varying path. But I'm here. I'm back.
Jai. Hare Bol.
Jai.
Welcome home. Hare Krishna.
Jai. Hare Krishna.
Oh, okay. This is Kalari. He was brought by one of our Matajis on the congregation. Matajis, and he's been coming around for what?
4 months.
Yeah, 4 months. Also need some mercy to get fixed up.
So, Jai.
All right. I don't know. Maybe Prabhu can be next to you, but I don't know so much about
it. Hare Krishna.
I can try to know, bro. But anyway, so,
this is Mother Kylie. It's been practicing Krishna consciousness.
Actually, the sound is not so clear now. What's the name?
Her name is Kylie.
Eileen.
Kylie.
Kylie?
Yes.
Kylie. Okay. Hare Krishna, Kylie.
So she's been practicing Krishna consciousness for many years now. She was in Los Angeles for a long time.
She's been practicing Krishna consciousness for many years now, and she was in LA when Mataji was also there. Hanuman's mother was also there.
I met the devotees in 2006, and I've been chanting since then. I'm just really grateful for your association, Maharaj. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. Yeah.
Bhakti, Kamra Bhakti, she's here from Atlanta, and she's been coming to this ashram for almost since the beginning of the day.
I can hear very well. When
her name is Kamra. It's Q-A-M-R-A. So her name is she's a local Atlantan. She's and she's been coming to our program from long time, August. August of last year, and she's been regular ever since. She chants 16 rounds. She loves reading Prabhupada's books.
Oh, very nice.
And
her parents practice Islam. So she was raised Muslim. So from her very childhood, she was always hearing lectures on spiritual topics. And so she's always had the upbringing of having questions and wanting to hear more. So that's on the camera.
Very nice. Very good. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay.
This is Bhaktin Laurel Mataji. She was introduced to Krishna consciousness from Bhakta Nick, who was introduced earlier. She is just finishing up with college, and she was on her way to go to law school, but now she just wants to distribute books with the devotees every day. So she just had her parents come on Sunday, and before they were giving her a hard time that she should go through law school, but now they have Japa Mala, and they're very happy for her to be in Krishna consciousness.
Oh.
Thank you for allowing me to be your associate.
Power of association.
Thank you for allowing me to be in your association as well, Maharaj. I've been able to watch a lot of your lectures. That was actually one of my first initiation videos was one of yours. It was a group of women, so it's so lovely to interact with you personally. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Bhakti Maya Mataji. And I don't know much about how you've been coming around, but I'm sure you've been here for a while.
I've been coming since around September. I met the monks at Piedmont Park. And yeah.
And she comes regularly to the morning programs, classes every week.
I attend Mangal Aarti once a week.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Welcome.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Guru Maharaj, unless some of the devotees online want to say anything.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Getting a little tight on time. Okay. Quick. Anyone?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Please accept our humble obeisances from ISKCON, New York.
Hare Krishna.